Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
It seemed pretty clear he knew he was on a mic.
Yeah, nobody has fact-checked him yet.
That doesn't sound like an apology.
Where the Republicans go limp-wristed, where they lose their backbone.
On a heightened preparedness to deploy.
The president believes public health officials have the best guidance.
Pick up a weapon and get involved.
What a stupid son of a...
Yeah, it's never going to get old. You know, I watched some of the other networks there at the top of the hour just to see if they cover that story. And to their credit, they did mention it.
All right.
They did play the soundbite from President Biden yesterday. So welcome into the show this morning on a Tuesday morning. They did play it. I wasn't quite sure how they'd handle it. I had the feeling it would have been the lead story if Orange Man Bad had done that.
I tend to agree with you on
Jim
that
Jim Acosta or Margaret Brennan or one of the other White House correspondents. But instead, it happened to Peter Doocy, and they did play the soundbite. They didn't bleep it or anything. They did play it, just like we did. And then they said, and afterwards, Peter Doocy assured us the president called to apologize. No hard feelings, pal. Nothing personal, pal. Did you see the look of disgust on his face when he said it, though? It was personal. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But at least he did. The staff made him pick up the phone and call Doocy. Somebody had his phone number and told him that, you know, he was a bad person. Hey, remember the controversy over some of these books that have been found in local libraries, like school libraries? There's an investigation going on, we know, in the Rockwood School District because parents have pointed out some of these things that are just obnoxious. It's happened. We've seen it in Kirkwood. We've seen it in Rockwood. Francis Howell has got parents that have been complaining about it. And in Wentzville, some parents have been complaining about it. Carl? Is my computer up over here?
It is.
Just as a reminder, this is one of the folks here.
Time's up.
Who approved this book?
This is disgusting.
And it's not Paul. Immediately. I should call the police on you, all of you.
That was a parent out in Wentzville back before the first of the year complaining about this. Guess what the Wentzville School Board did last night? They voted 4-3 to pull one of these books that was at the center of all of this controversy. The Bluest Eye, it was called, by Toni Morrison. And it's supposedly a story of a young black girl growing up during the Great Depression. But a lot of it is about sex, pretty vivid descriptions of sex, and available in many cases in these libraries where kids have, ages younger than parents would like would be able to get their hands on this. Not that Maybe they shouldn't read it, but certainly the parents should have a say if that's going to happen. So several parents challenged it, and last night Wentzville made the decision to pull that book. I was glad to see that. We're going to have to get some folks on in connection with Wentzville or some of these other districts, maybe some of the parents that challenged this, and talk to them about this. We'll make sure we try to do that. Here later in the week, if not tomorrow, we will get to that. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and of course we've had him on here before. He's also with the Second Amendment Foundation on some of the challenges. Did you hear the police chief in New York yesterday? He has launched a new offensive against crime in the city, and believe it or not, what he's going to do sounds a whole lot like the stop and frisk policy that Rudy Giuliani was so derided for just, a few years back. Like, oh, we can never do that again. That's basically what he's doing. They got some new technology, and supposedly they're going to attack what they perceive as a gun problem. Well, it's a criminal problem is what it is. So we'll talk to Mark Walters about that at the bottom of the hour. But first, Carl, before we get to our guest here, why don't you play cut number three and then launch the open?
Will you take President Tom's question back? Do you think he plays with the political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
He's Todd Pyro.
I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. Don't put cherry on a poop sundae. This is so silly. It's so simple. DVR me.
Todd Pyro, I would just, for the record, never use language like that about you.
I don't know if you would. Maybe I could get paid for it. Like, I feel like Ducey's going to be able to monetize this. And honestly, at the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about?
Absolutely. I mean, I said earlier, I think, that probably every White House correspondent is a little jealous of him today.
Oh, and by the way, we have a special guest here today, as you can hear in the background. Again, this is probably going to be the last time for my special guest because I'm being told I'm headed back in tomorrow, you know, until New York City does something else stupid and, you know, changes all that. But hey, Big M, I need to talk now. OK, so can we just relax? Thank you. look at how she listened. Look at that.
Last time that'll happen.
I know, right. So what was the question? I totally got distracted.
I said, I think probably every other White House correspondent is a little jealous that Ducey got the love yesterday from the president.
I know. And a special kind of love only that guy could give. I thought Joe Biden was the nice guy, right? Wasn't he like, oh, he's going to return civility? Yep, very civil.
Well, you know, I pointed out earlier, and I loved the way Ducey handled this last night when he was on the five. Let's play that again. Cut five, please.
I think the president's right. You are a stupid SAP.
Yeah, nobody has fact-checked him yet and said it's not true.
No one's given Pinocchio's for that one.
Yeah, so he's having a little bit of fun with it, but I was thinking that earlier that imagine if Trump had done this to Jim Acosta. He would have walked out of the White House with a neck brace on.
Right. That's the comment. Everybody's loving that comment. It is true. He's such a Acosta, such a special young man. But really, Ducey handled this with such aplomb, as the kids say. Now, the difference is, I know you could say, okay, Ducey's from Jersey. Pyro's from Jersey. But is Ducey really from Jersey? I think being from Jersey means you would have a much different reaction. If I was in that press room, somebody would have been charging the podium, being like, hey, Joe, you want to go? Stan always falls below Jersey in the toughness scale. Let's do this. I grew up with guys that can actually fight, unlike you, Scranton, Joe. So it's no time. It's time to throw down. Let's make this happen. And then I'd be tackled by literally 90 Secret Service men.
Ducey said he didn't even realize till he left the room what had happened because
right.
I guess it was
right,
he couldn't hear it anyway. That's funny. I played this soundbite from Biden a few years ago when he was vice president. He was coming off of a podium, and at the time, some conservative blogger, I don't remember who it was, asked him a question he didn't want to answer.
Don't screw around with me.
He didn't. So I'm guessing that probably that phone call that Peter got afterwards was similar, right? Like, how do you apologize without apologizing? Hey, listen, pal, nothing personal.
Yeah, pal. He loves to use the word pal. Yeah, you just throw that pal in there. Everything's okay. So if I, if you shoot somebody in our inner cities these days, you can just throw the word pal, and more or less it'll be okay. And I feel like we're headed that direction.
Yeah, no kidding. Boy, you know, I was talking before we came on into your segment here about the mayor, the new mayor, Adams, up there in New York. He's gonna tackle crime. I heard yesterday, because obviously we had a terrible situation the other day with the police officers being shot. I believe one of the two killed by that suspect who had a handgun, an illegal handgun. He was a felon, shouldn't have had a gun in the first place. But he's now going to crack down on guns in New York City.
Great. I mean, I have a thought. Ready? Wait for it. Crack down on the bad guys. Crazy talk. Now, in his defense, he did say we have to crack down on the bad guys. So I will give him that. I don't want to be totally incorrect in assessing his press conference. But if you just stick to what works, and we've had so many guests on that say, guys, this is easy. Broken windows policing. Put the bad guys in jail for the small thing, and they don't commit the big things. Like I heard somebody say, and they've even been on the show, we may have even said this, but the person who's going on the subway to rape somebody probably isn't too upset if they jump the fare. They're probably not thinking to themselves, wow, I could get in a lot of trouble if I don't pay this fare and I jump the turnstile
right.
On my way to commit the rape. I probably should pick. No, put them in jail for the minor crimes and the big crimes don't happen. It is simple. It is obvious. Also, you've heard the phrase flood the zone. I agree with that. You have a lot of cops who are just waiting to do their job. One, you have to let them flood the zone, but you have to let them do the job when they're there. You know, you can't tie their hands if you put them in positions and say, go out there in the really tough zones, but you can't do anything. You can't arrest people. You have to turn a blind eye because that's not helping anybody. Criminals will know that they can get away with things still, even though the cops are there.
Yeah.
So there are simple solutions. If you keep blaming the guns, it does obscure the problem. If you enforce the gun laws that are on the books, you know, that say felons can't have guns and get the guns out of the hands of the bad guys, shockingly, the numbers of crimes in New York City will drop. So yeah. But he has to toe the line, and I get that. And that's the problem. He's got to keep the progressives all happy because, you know, it is New York City and people are really, really stupid.
That is kind of sums it up. Let's save that clip right there. That's great. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, joining us this morning. You know, I was watching those stories. You're right. I mean, I'm looking at the trouble in the subway up there. Haven't you had a couple people now get pushed onto the tracks?
Yes, there's no way. I mean, I don't go on the subway normally, and it's not because I'm some bougie guy if I have to, I'll walk and I'll take my life in my hands that way. But, no, I talked with my boss. I'm like, hey, we don't have a lot of people on our team that take the subway, right? Fox does pay for an Uber within the city. So, you know, that keeps us safe, quite frankly, because, you know, especially the times that we have to go in, you are asking for a crime to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not everybody can afford that. You know, not everybody has a Fox paying for their Ubers. You know, if you're doing a service job, you're probably not getting the big money to travel in a car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so these people are taking their lives on their hands to do these jobs. You shouldn't have to make that choice. You should be able to hop in the subway, go to work, and do your thing. And when I was working in the city back in 2004 as a lawyer, I took the subway all the time. Didn't think twice. You know?
Well, you got to have people.
I could have afforded to do that. Yeah.
You got to have people on the ground. It gets back to this whole defund the police argument. You got to have a presence. We've had a similar, although not people being pushed in front of trains, but a crime problem on our metro here in St. Louis. A lot of people just wouldn't ride it anymore, which, of course, they were trying to fix that problem. But you'd get on a train and you'd have no idea if an officer was going to be on there or not. When there's presence,
right,
it lessens the likelihood, the brazenness of these criminals. And that's kind of where they've got to be.
100%.
So, yeah, I hope.
But is this going to happen? I'll tell you right now. I just told you guys I'm coming back to the office tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm taking a car in because I negotiated a car in, and when I'm ready to go to the train station, look, am I a little bit, my head's going to be on a little bit of a swivel? Yeah, when I go to the train station, it will be. But the good news about the train station, Grand Central, is they don't just have the NYPD. They got some big guys with some big guns that have the camo on. So you always feel a little bit safer when you go to Grand Central, especially when I walk in and I realize, okay, I'm not that worried here. You know, these guys are, you know, pretty much federally trained troops. We're going to be fine. And then, you know, when I get out in Connecticut again, not too worried that the bad guys are going to come get me in Fairfield County. But the fact of the matter is I'm not walking around. I'm not, you know, tripping the light fantastic on the sidewalks of New York. I'm getting in, I'm getting out.
Yep.
Dealing with my little munchkin who's now yelling at me.
Strong. Oh, that's a, we appreciate you giving us some time this morning, Todd.
Oh, really, I love it. I love it.
Hey,
you know, it's been good being home to be able to hang with her, you know?
Yeah, I'll bet it has. That's fantastic. You don't get that opportunity all the time. So it's got its benefits, right? Yeah.
So I've basically gotten an extra, I don't want to say 5 weeks of time because I was working, but, you know, it's a little bit nice when you finish a show and you hear the cries upstairs. Aww. You get to go hang out and do cuddle time. So we're going to do a lot of cuddle time today. It's like I'm moving to the city for the next, you know, 18 years of her life.
Yeah.
I'll be home at the end of the day, which for me is like early. So there'll be still a good time. So look, it's not ideal for work, but, you know, you got to put a silver lining on all negatives in life. And one of the silver linings was being able to deal with her complaints.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's very true. Good for you. You know, I was going to ask before I let you go, any thoughts on the NFL playoffs this weekend?
Oh,
you have any
God.
Favorites left?
I don't know. I mean, can you? I just think this was a great weekend for the sport. You know, I'm rooting for my team. My mom had the best line. She's just like, in watching the Bills-Chiefs game, I finally thought to myself, this is what football is supposed to look like.
Uh-huh.
It's not whatever the hell the Giants do. Whatever they do, that is not football. And just watching these two teams, like every single player, trying their you-know-what off. And it was a battle, man. And it was just so great to watch. And it's why people love the sport of football. 25 points in less than 2 minutes at the end of the fourth quarter. I mean, this is awesome. Will this weekend deliver that? Who knows? I mean, boy, that was a really tough game for the Chiefs. It went to overtime, you know, really, really tough game. And Joe Burrow, he's a special player, man.
Yeah.
So who knows there? And then the other one, boy, San Francisco sure has L.A.'s number. But, you know, playoffs do wild things. So I just think it's going to be a great showcase for the league. Some really good players that you want to like. Like, you want to like Patrick Mahomes. You want to like Joe Burrow. You want to like Matt Stafford. And you want to like Jimmy Garoppolo. So, I mean, I just think it's going to be a fun weekend. Can't wait to watch. And by watch, I mean watch the first game and then go to sleep for the second game because I have to be up and go into the city now. So, you know, I'll be asleep at 4. I won't even finish the first game. I'll watch the first half.
We've kind of morphed into the we're in the anybody but Kroenke camp right now. So that's kind of where we are. We don't want the Rams to – yeah. Do
so go Niners, huh?
Yeah, go for this weekend only. It'll be go Niners for sure.
Got it.
That run here. Hey, Todd, listen. Enjoy that baby girl, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend. Thank you.
We'll do live from New York next week. It's Tuesday morning.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. Todd Pyro there, Fox and Friends first. Awesome to hear his little daughter in the background there, cooing, crying.
How did
really
he get
crying.
Her to stop?
Well, she clearly wasn't upstairs by herself. I didn't want to get into that with him. I don't know who was upstairs with the baby when he was doing the newscast this morning. But
Mrs. Pyro?
Maybe. She works, too, so I don't know what shift she's on. She's also a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
They're locally, so good for them. That worked out for him. He's right.
Yeah.
It's like an extra 4 or 5 weeks of
playing with the baby.
Did he ever say exactly what are the rules in New York that kept him from being able to go to work?
I don't know.
Fox was not letting anyone. As you can, if you watch a lot of Fox shows, they're all in the boxes.
Yeah. Mm. For some reason, something in New York drove them to do that. They weren't doing it in D.C.
or something. Or
you have to wonder.
Yeah.
They haven't. They didn't publicize it. If there was.
No.
I don't know. But the miracle of a modern technology. He can look as good in his basement almost as he does.
If you didn't know, you didn't know.
Right. Right. And maybe there were people at home that didn't even notice it. But he's back next week, or tomorrow, I should say, And he'll be there next week when he calls into us. Hey, coming up, we'll talk to Mark Walters. Of course, he's with Armed American Radio. That's a great source for you if you're looking for Second Amendment stuff. I want to talk to him more about this New York situation. A tragedy up there, right? And all the focus is on the gun, which had a 40-round magazine attached to this Glock pistol. I've seen them before for sale. I'm not quite sure why you'd want one, but they do make them. Guess what? They were already illegal in New York before this happened. So we're going to talk to Mark Walters coming up. It is a second 2A Tuesday right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Don't give up. Don't surrender to violence. Violence will surrender to us. And we're not going to live in the shadows of killers. We're not going to state that people who are killing innocent people are going to overshadow the good work that we're doing to this city.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Hey, Mark Walters, our guest this morning. Great to have him back from Armed American Radio and, of course, spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. My friend, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you heard a little bit about from Eric Adams there about he's gonna fix New York's gun problem up there. I mean, what happened there this week was a tragedy. Immediately, I knew what would happen. They turned the issue back on the gun instead of the felon who shouldn't have had a gun in the first place.
Easy to do when you're a Democrat socialist.
Yeah, I guess
that's their play. That's their playbook. And did you watch the entire it was hard for me to stomach the whole thing, but I watched a little bit of his news conference, or his, what did he have, a little gathering to discuss it, a roundtable discussion. And if you noticed, one of the gentlemen said he worked at a trauma center, and he was holding up cards saying, this is what we're teaching kids at a young age. And the card said, no guns are fun. All guns are fun to law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, thank you.
But what they're doing is, this is brainwashing at a very, very young age. They exposed part of their playbook during that little roundtable, and a lot of people didn't catch that. But listen, he's talking about policing, Mark. Now, this guy's an ex-cop. He came in with, you know, with a big agenda behind him as far as taking the streets back. I probably, my kids are 17 and 19, will probably never see New York the way I saw it in its heyday back over the last 15 years, when New York was a wonderful, wonderful place to visit. And they'll probably never see it that way in the rest of my lifetime, sadly.
Yeah, I think you're right. This is what I thought was interesting about what Adam said yesterday. Adam said that they are going to use new technology to identify people carrying guns in what could amount to a no-contact version of the controversial stop and frisk program that we've heard nothing but complaints about. It was very effective, but remember, Rudy Giuliani was a racist for doing that.
Yeah, the Democrats called him a racist. Meanwhile, the city was safe.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, if you ask, I've got a young nephew living in New York. He's scared to death. He took his first job. They moved him to Manhattan. He's petrified. He can't go to a restaurant. He's got to show his papers. He's stuck behind a mask. Some businesses, tons of businesses are closed, will never reopen. And now this. Look, it's a real simple equation. If you vote for a Democrat, don't expect to change. It's that simple. You're going to get what you had with de Blasio at midnight, 12:01 a.m. He signed the same executive orders, continuing the same programs. So this new technology, let me ask you. Okay, so they've got X-ray vision. So the new plainclothes cops see the guy with X-ray vision because they have X-ray goggles or whatever the technology is. They're going to get out of the car and tackle him? How's that going to go over on the evening news?
I got to get me some of those glasses. That sounds pretty fun. Yeah, no, I feel like something.
You probably don't want him.
Out of a 1950s spy novel, he's got his X-ray glasses on, right?
It's crazy.
Well, and in New York, they've got to have some of the tightest gun control measures in the country. Same with Chicago, where, as you adequately point out here on armedamericannews.org, they had 17 wounded and 7 killed over the weekend.
That number's up to 22, by the way. Yeah. It needs to be. It needs to be. It changes by the minute in these Democrat-controlled cities. Look, we talked about this about a year ago, you and I did. This was predictable. We knew this was going to happen. And I don't understand how others can't see it. It's very difficult to wrap your head around. Let's see. Let's let criminals out of jail. Let's reduce certain felonies. In New York right now, you can rob somebody with a gun, not use the gun, and be let out and only charged with a misdemeanor. What do you think criminals are going to do?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, absolutely they are. There's a lot of focus on the weapon and the accessory that was used in New York when this officer was shot. I don't know how many, I didn't hear how many shots were fired from this Glock handgun that he had, but he had one of those magazines with that had the round bottom to it, would hold like 40 rounds or something like this. This was the focus of all of the attention in New York this weekend, was the type of weapon used, and not the fact that the guy carrying it was a convicted felon who should probably have still been in prison somewhere, but didn't really care what the law was.
And it's important to point out, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the news really isn't talking that much about the fact that after they executed the search warrant at his residence, they found an AR-15, and I saw the photograph, it was an AR-15 pistol under his mattress. And I want to point out that this proves the failure of gun control, because this individual is already, as a convicted felon, 100% gun controlled. He can be in possession of nothing, not even a round of ammunition. So we see the effectiveness of gun control in all of its glory. It is an utter failure, and it only applies to and harms law-abiding citizens. New York is about ready to get smacked down with that Supreme Court case, by the way, in June, as constitutional carry rolls across the country. So there's a lot of dynamics in play here, yet New York, the governor, and the mayor are continuing to double down and blame, quote unquote, guns. He issued a really brilliant statement, Adams did. He said, New York City doesn't have any gun manufacturers in it, so they're coming from somewhere else. My city doesn't have a manufacturer, and I can buy a gun because it comes from a manufacturer somewhere else. As a law-abiding citizen, it is insane what they're saying. I think the American public is onto it, and hence why you're going to see a massive, massive sea change in 2022 November.
Yeah, I'll bet we are. Mark Walters, my guest this morning from Armed American Radio. You know, I know you went to SHOT 2022 last week in Las Vegas. What was exciting coming out of there?
The fact that it was about half the crowd or less than it was in over previous years. I could actually walk around and get business done. I mean, it really was noticeable in large measure because you had a number of manufacturers pull out. There were health concerns. Some of them used that. You had media from around the world who couldn't come, and it made for a very enjoyable SHOT Show. But the show went off. It was fantastic. Those who were there thoroughly enjoyed it. I certainly did. And you saw what you see at every normal shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show. For those who might not know the acronym, SHOT stands for Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. It is the largest industry trade show in the world, held in Vegas every year. And it was a smashing success to those of us that were there. You got to see some great new product out there, and you got to meet a lot of the decision makers, and it was a very comfortable setting. I'm looking forward to next year, where I broadcast there every year from Radio Row, live, every single day.
That's awesome. Plus, it's Las Vegas on top of that, which I love. So hopefully you had some fun there, too, that you can't talk about.
I'm boring in Vegas. I work when I'm there. I really am. That's a job to me when I'm out there, honestly. But the time change and everything else just beats me to death, lugging all around the studio stuff around. But, yeah, it was noticeably different. Vegas was noticeably down. Bars that normally stay open 24/7 were closing at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock at the hotels. It was noticeably different. And I got out of there, knock on this wood studio desk, unscathed health-wise, so I'm happy.
Good for you. Good for you. Freedom-loving American. We love it. Mark Walters, thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Mark Cox. Appreciate it. Keep up the fight, brother.
We sure will. Armed American Radio, armedamericannews.org. Great clearinghouse for Second Amendment articles as well. Go on there and check them out, please. And, of course, Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. Quick break here. We got to Jared Halpern from Fox News Radio coming up at the top of the hour. And Brandon Morse, managing deputy editor over at Red State, at the bottom of the hour. It's all coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore, chapped nipples.
Well said, Ron Swanson, and welcome back into the show here. Great. I love when this happens. I call it continuity, Carl.
Yeah.
When I talk about something and then I get reaction to it there from one of my listeners, how about that? I'm talking about my friends at Hanson's Tree Service a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
And John on the Facebook feed this morning. You can watch us there every morning, by the way, on the Mark Cox Show on Facebook. Hanson's at his house right now, cutting down an evergreen and deadwooding an oak. So, John, thank you for letting us know that. We appreciate you utilizing our sponsors here, who of course, help keep this free radio, right? Speaking of that.
Yes.
Considering the large amount of money you pay for the right to listen to this show, not, because it's free and comes over your Odyssey app or your radio or your internet or however you get us. We appreciate that. I just would like to, I understand the business model, but I'd like to express my frustration again with the Post and speculate on how long it's going to be before they go out of business. I have to ask that question. Because now, whether I try to go on my app or I try to go through the internet here to a story on the Post, I had a paywall.
Can't read them.
I had a paywall. And until recently, they wanted $25 a month to access their website. Seems to me like we used to pay a lot less than that just to get the paper.
Yes.
$25 a month. And right now, they just recently cut their price. They're offering you it for only $5.99 a month for just the digital subscription. That's 45% off the regular price. So apparently it's, what, 10 or 11, 11, 12 bucks a month without that. So $120, $130 a year for you to gain access to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch website. If not, you hit a paywall every time you try to go there. Now they're trying to sell their product. But I don't know how they compete against all of the other places that put that stuff up there for free.
Yeah.
If you go to 971talk.com, you don't have to pay to read the news feed. If you go to KMOV or KSDK, you have to put up with annoying ads on their websites, but you don't have to pay to read what it is that they're telling you. So I think another indication of how much the printed media is struggling to survive these days.
Yeah, but STL Today is like the city's number one website. So how are they not making any money?
Well, the bigger question is, how long are they going to continue making money? Because I don't know anybody that's paying $120 a year for access to that. I really don't. Wow. Coming up, we've got Jared Halperin from Fox News Radio joining us for an update from D.C. on this Ukraine situation. And Brandon Morse from Red State at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
For garage door, get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.